Good morning. This is Abby with your daily Berlin briefing for Tuesday, July 14th, 2020. As announced last Friday by the Friedrichshain-Kreuzberg District Office, the Rangelkiez and Görlitzer Straße in Kreuzberg will only be open during the week to residents and delivery vehicles because of construction work at Schlesisches Tor, which has led to bypasses and heavy traffic in the Rangelkiez. The initiative Autofreier Rangelkiez has been fighting since 2017 to close the area between Rangel and Görlitzer Straße and the Spree for motorized vehicles. With a concept for implementation, the activists turned to the Senate Department for Traffic and Environment and had a feasibility study on traffic calming carried out in March of last year. According to the Senate, the study was to examine, quote, how the roads in the Rangelkiez can be designed in such a way that the residential quarter becomes more livable and attractive for the residents. At the time, the district mayor of Friedrichshain-Kreuzberg, Monika Herrmann, was pleased that, quote, the neighborhood could become a pilot project for car-free living in the inner city and thus a pioneer for modern mobility. Criticism of the neighborhood closure came on Monday from the FDP in the Berlin House of Representatives, however. In a statement, Henner Schmidt doubts that, quote, the closure of individual neighborhoods for through traffic is a general solution to the traffic problems. According to Schmidt, this would direct additional traffic into already highly congested through roads. He is pleading for the integration of neighborhood initiatives, such as car-free Rangelkiez, into an overall concept for traffic flows, stating, quote, so that improvements in one place do not automatically come at the expense of others. The political opposition are not the only critics of the traffic concept, but the Rangelkiez itself is also raising concerns. Since August of last year, there's been a petition against its closure, which has generated more than 3,000 supporters in just under a year. The initiator of the petition, Diana Domke, fears that a car-free neighborhood could lead to real estate and rents becoming more expensive, which could be a problem for residents and mean the end for local businesses. It's still unclear whether the Rangelkiez will be reopened for cars after the completion of the construction. In response to a request by RBB24 on Monday, a press spokesman for the Friedrichshain-Kreuzberg District Office announced, quote, if the measure proves successful, an extension beyond the construction work will be considered. Following up on yesterday's story regarding KITA absences and medical certificates for ill children, after a great uncertainty among many parents and daycare providers, the Berlin Education Administration has once again written a letter to those affected. It states that as soon as a child comes back to their daycare after a cold with corona-like symptoms, parents do not have to obtain a medical certificate from a pediatrician. In the letter that Senator for Education Sandra Schieres sent to the daycare providers in Berlin on Friday, she said that in such cases, no medical certificate is required upon readmission. Parents must, however, confirm in writing that their child did not have any symptoms typical of corona in the 48 hours before returning to their kita. According to Schieres, sample letters have been made available to the institutions. Basically, the principle remains that children with corona-like symptoms are not allowed to attend daycare. Indications of COVID-19 could be pain in the limbs, chills, fever, and shortness of breath. In such cases, children should not be allowed into the facility. The letter states, quote, a distinction should be made between simple colds combined with a cold or cough without fever. In these cases, there is initially no immediate reason not to admit the child or continue the care. As we stated previously on Berlin Briefing, last week it became known that many daycare providers in Berlin were demanding health reports for children who wanted to return to the facilities after their colds were over, referring to the model hygiene plan of the Senate Department for Education, Youth, and Family. Since the plan is not a prescription, but only a recommendation, each daycare center acted on its own responsibility, resulting in many disgruntled parents and pediatricians alike. Another violent incident occurred yesterday morning at Riegerstrasse 94 in Friedrichshain. As a spokesperson for the Berlin police confirmed, the building's manager and a lawyer were attacked by several people from inside the building when they tried to enter around 8 a.m. The two men are said to have been attacked with irritant gas and an iron bar. According to the report, two police officers were also injured when they were sprayed with a fire extinguisher. The attackers then disappeared into the building. The manager and the lawyer were treated by paramedics on site. According to the German Hunting Association, when Wildschwein, or wild boars, cross your path, you should not necessarily insist that you have the right of way. Spokesman Torsten Reinwald remarked, quote, "Wild boars always have the right of way. This means that if I'm on my bike and I run into a pack, I should not try to pass through it, as this could result in serious physical injuries. Moreover, special caution is advisable when it comes to female animals with their young." Reinwald added, quote, "A sow will always defend its young and will also attack if necessary." According to the Nature Conservation Association, or NABU, more and more wild boars are discovering Berlin's residential areas as an attractive habitat. The organization explained that one possible reason for the influx of the animals is that gardens and green spaces usually provide a particularly attractive food supply all year round. Moreover, wild boars in Berlin are welcomed by parts of the population, and their presence is massively supported by feeding. And lastly, thank you to Juan and Henrik for your recent generosity. Please visit our website at berlinbriefing.de for information about donating to help keep us up and running. That said, please remember that we are forever committed to keeping Berlin Briefing free and without advertisements for everyone. Berlin Briefing will be back tomorrow. Thanks for listening.